Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hi, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. I'm Jonathan Messenger, and with me, as always, is my good buddy, Bebop. Say hi to everybody, Bebop.
Hello, everybody.
All right, you're excited to be back in the studio, huh, Bebop?
I sure am. And with me today is a special guest. Long time no hear. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, hi, hello.
Hi, hi, hello. It's been so long since I heard you say that. Hi, Griff.
Hi.
I got a high five. I'm excited to have you back in the studio with me.
And me.
And you know what today's episode is going to be?
Jokes.
That's right, jokes. We're going to play a bunch of jokes. We're going to tell a bunch of jokes. It's going to be an all jokes episode all the time.
That's great for me. I got tons of great jokes.
Okay. Somebody sound the alarm.
Sound the alarm because you don't think Bebop has any good jokes?
Yeah. All right. Tell a joke, Bebop.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to make up a joke on the spot. Are you ready?
Ready. Somebody please sound the alarm.
Okay. Here we go. What do you call a meat dinner served on a dwarf planet?
I don't know.
A Pluto crudo.
Do not get that.
A crudo is a type of raw meat dish served. We're vegetarians, so we don't eat that stuff. But a lot of people really like it. It's a delicacy.
Yeah, and I happen to be a food expert, so that's why I know that.
Okay, Bebop. Okay, well, maybe we should stick to the jokes the kids sent in. What do you say, Griff?
Yeah, and I wish somebody sounded alarm.
The bad joke alarm?
Yep.
Hey, no alarms.
All right, well, we got a lot of jokes in. We're going to read some of the jokes that were emailed into us, okay?
Okay.
This is from Zane. What is a cow's greatest goal? To go to the moon. Why did the cow go into space? To see the moon. That one was sent by Zoe, who's 9 from Seattle. What was the first animal in space? The cow that jumped over the moon. What do you call a cow with a mean face? This is from LaMichael Murray, who's 9 in Orlando, Florida.
I don't know.
What do you call a cow with a mean face?
I don't know.
Mean cow. What kind of an automobile does a cow drive?
I have no idea.
A moving van. All right, this joke is from Nathan, who's 9 from Central New York. Oh, actually, you know what, Bebop? Why don't you tell this joke?
All right, I got it.
Get to the mic.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bebop.
Bebop who?
Bebop Tales. Bebop Tales. Best robot ever who wrote Bebop Tales. Bebop Tales. Bebop Tales. Bebop Tales.
That's great. All right, here. You tell this joke, Griff.
How does the moon cut the sun's hair?
How?
Eclipse it.
Perfect. It's a great eclipse joke.
Yeah, and Jonathan, since you forgot to say this, I'll jump in and say... That joke was from Mabel, who's 5 from Contacook, New Hampshire.
Great. Thanks, Bebop. All right, here's Matthew, who is 10, sent in this joke. What's the difference between an alien and an elephant?
I have no idea.
One is big, gray, and ugly, and smells horrible, and the other is an elephant. Matthew J. from Flower Mound, Texas, sent in this joke. You wanna say this one, Griff?
What do astronauts eat for lunch? Launch meat.
That's great. Thank you very much, Matthew. Bebop, how about you tell this joke, since this is a Bebop-related joke?
Okay. This is from Claire Cross, who's 10, from Maplewood, New Jersey. What is Bebop's, or my, favorite ice cream flavor? Mint chocolate microchip.
That's pretty great. Lily from River Grove, why did the cow go to outer space? Because he wanted to see the...
moon.
That's right. And this joke is from Malcolm, who's 5. What is an astronaut's favorite key on the keyboard?
I don't know.
The space man bar. This is from his sister Lucy, who is 7. What does the sun wear for makeup?
I don't know.
Eclipse stick. All right, and here's a joke from Matthew from Flower Mound, Texas. What do you call a Bob crossed with an alien?
I don't know.
Alien Bob. All right, Griff, ready? You tell this one.
What do you get when you put a dog into space?
I don't know.
A UFD. Unidentified flying dog.
That's great. Okay, Bebop, how about this joke for you?
I got it. Gus from Chicago. What do aliens like to eat? Mars soup eels.
All right, great. This is from Cooper, who's 8, and Charlie, who's 6. Why did the chicken cross the Milky Way?
I don't know.
To get to the other galaxy. That's pretty great, right?
Yep.
Avni, who's 7, from Pleasanton, California / India. Here's her joke. Why is 10 afraid of 7?
I don't know.
Because 7, 8, 9. All right, well, great work, everybody. Now, we have a whole bunch of jokes that people sent in, recorded for us, and we're going to let those play through, and we'll just kind of listen along with the audience, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay with you, Bebop?
Don't I get to tell any more jokes?
Maybe if you promise not to make them bad.
Oh, I don't tell any bad jokes.
How many times do we sound a bad joke alarm?
I got a great joke for you. Are you ready?
Ready.
What do you call Luke Skywalker's pet pigs?
I have no idea.
Star boars. You know, like a wild boar is a pig? Star boars.
Yeah.
You don't like that one?
Yeah. Bad joke alarm.
What happens if a comet eats too much stardust?
I don't know.
Comet vomit.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to some good jokes. We can sound the good joke alarm. How's that sound?
Is there better than beat-up jokes? Great.
Okay.
Hey.
All right. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Stella from Western Springs, and this is my joke. What is Yoda's favorite vehicle? A Toyota.
My name is Cora, and I'm from Portland, and here's my joke. What does Bebop do before doing Bebop Tales? Artwork.
That's great.
That's true.
Hi, I'm Simon from Texas. This is my joke. What does a Martian from Mars used to write with?
I don't know.
A Michael.
Very good.
Okay, I just want to jump in really quickly and say that was Simon from Frisco, Texas, and this is Elias from Holliston, Massachusetts, introducing his 2-year-old brother, Simon.
This is Simon from Massachusetts. He is 2 from Massachusetts.
What does a laser bunny pick for lunch?
A laser nugget.
Oh,
like lasers.
A laser nugget.
Lasers.
So silly.
Laser nuggets.
Bebop tail, bebop tail, bebop tail.
Thank you, Elias and Simon.
Hi, my name's Zoe, and I'm 6 years old. I'm from Gainesville, Florida, and I have a joke for you. Why did Hulk go to outer space? Because it was a smashing idea.
Hello, my name is Natalie. I live in Hellum, and here's my joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Opening you up.
Interrupting.
And it sounds like me.
Interrupting. Bye.
That was...
I can't stop talking.
That was perfect. Thank you, Natalie.
Okay, and up now is Rudyard, who's 5 from Maine.
What? How do space kittens like their cereal prepared? Oh. The Milky Way.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm 9 years old from Atlanta, Georgia. And this is my brother Luke with me also.
I'm Luke from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm 7 years old.
And we've got some jokes for you. What did the beheaded alien named Max say to the robot?
I don't know.
Nothing. What do aliens eat?
I don't know.
Space bars. And this last one's from Debug.
All right, I'm ready.
How do you keep a silly robot in suspense?
How?
I don't know.
Tell you next week, Debug.
No.
Name is Asita, and I'm 10 years old from New York City.
Hi, I'm Yvonne, and I'm 6 years old from New York City.
And we have a joke for you.
What did Baron Von Messingham say when he arrived on Planet Bob?
I, Bob.
Will, Bob.
Get, Bob.
Be, Bob.
That's great.
Love that one. And now here's Daisy from Taipei, Taiwan. And shout out to her sister, Lilibel.
What do you call an alien's favorite music? The Neptunes.
Hi, I'm Rosie. I'm from Massachusetts, and I have a joke. Why did the robot chicken cross the road?
Why?
Because he was programmed by a comedian. Why couldn't the robot fall asleep?
Why?
Because he was wired.
I can relate.
This is Colin from Carlsbad, and do you want to know my joke?
Yeah.
If it's yes, I hope so.
It is.
What is the most musical planet?
I don't know.
Neptune.
I'm Gabriel, I'm 8, and I live in Glen Ridge, New Jersey, and here's my joke. What did the fan say to Finn?
What?
Hey, can I be your fan?
Hi, I'm Chloe from Muskego, Wisconsin, and I want to tell you a joke.
All right, here we go.
What do aliens eat?
What?
Mars bars.
I'm Sebastian from Redwood Shores, California. And I'm 18.
18.
And my joke is, what do you call an alien in a vacuum?
What do you call an alien in a vacuum? I don't know.
A big problem.
That would be a big problem.
For Bebop, anyway.
Okay, so this next one got cut off, and it's from Keppel, who's 7 from Kansas. And the question is, how do you know when the moon? And then he'll take it from there. So how do you know when the moon?
You know when the moon has had enough to eat.
How?
When it's full.
Okay, and these next jokes are from Adeline, Bear, and Clancy, who are all from San Antonio, Texas.
Why did the magician go to outer space so he could rock it?
What do you call Aaron that rockets off to space? Star, but step blast is off to a rocket ship.
What? Say two.
astronaut. They to that.
All right, thank you for those.
This is Ola from Wellington, New Zealand. This is my joke. What are aliens' favorite donut?
What?
Space rings.
Okay, last one.
I am Mateo from Hudson, and this is my joke. What do you call an alien in a spaceship that's smashed into a skyscraper? Super alien.
Okay, thank you so much to all the jokers. That was pretty funny, huh, Griff?
Yep.
What was your favorite joke?
They were all great.
You're right. Can't pick a favorite. What am I thinking?
Okay, guys. All right. I've been thinking about this the whole time, and I have what I think is the perfect space joke.
Okay. Sound the good joke alarm.
All right, the good joke alarm.
Here we go.
He's thinking. Taking a long time. Really long.
What does an alien use to kill bugs on its planet?
I don't know.
A Venus flytrap. Hey, I gotta laugh. All right, I'm gonna end on a high note. Please tip your waitress. I'll be here all week.
Okay, Bebop. Yep. Good job, Bebop. Griff, thanks so much. Any jokes you want to tell?
I don't know.
Anything you want to say to our audience?
We'll be back with regular episodes very soon. And good luck to everybody who's going to school. And good luck to everybody already in school.
All right. That's great. Yeah, you start school next week, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, it's great to have you back in the studio with me, Bebop. Always a pleasure.
The pleasure is yours, Jonathan.
And that's it. We'll see you soon with another episode, right?
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all, the unicorn? Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they track down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.